proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our study about the conquest of Canaan by looking at the aftermath of the conquest of Jericho. Before the battle for that city, Joshua warned the Israelites to, quote, "Keep yourself from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed, when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it," unquote. A man from the tribe of Judah by the name of Achan disregarded that warning. He took spoil from Jericho and hid it under his tent, an act which led to disaster for the Israelites. The Israelites, after the Battle of Jericho, tried to overcome a small city of Ai. Nonetheless, the Canaanites defeated them, killing 36 men. This experience discouraged the Jews, and even discouraged Joshua, who brought the matter to God. Joshua was concerned that this Israelite setback would encourage the other Canaanite tribes to destroy the Jewish people, and thereby dishonored God. In reply, God set Joshua straight, quote, "Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen, and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed," unquote. Even though only one man, Achan, had transgressed in that fashion, God's punishment fell upon all the Israelites for Achan's disobedience. God added another warning to Joshua as well. He said, quote, "Neither will I be with you anymore, except ye destroy the accursed from among you." Joshua informed his countrymen about what God had told them. The next day, the Israelites went through a process, possibly by the drawing of lots, a process which ultimately pinpointed Achan to be the culprit. Achan had no excuse for his behavior. He was one of the Israelites who miraculously crossed the Jordan River after God had parted the waters. Achan had participated in the Battle of Jericho itself, and saw what God could do. Achan heard God's warning to the Israelites about not taking any spoil from Jericho. Nevertheless, he chose to disobey God. Under Joshua's prompting, Achan acknowledged his transgression. Perhaps he hoped that by doing so, God would have mercy on him and at least spare his life. However, the ensuing events did not correspond with any of Achan's potential expectations. Joshua sent messengers to confirm the veracity of Achan's confession. He then took Achan, his family, and his possessions to the Valley of Achor. On that occasion, Joshua asked, quote, "Why hast thou troubled us?" unquote. He continued, quote, "The Lord shall trouble thee this day," unquote. All of the Israelites stoned Achan with stones, Achan, his family, and his possessions, and burned them all with fire after they had stoned them with stones. This incident served as an object lesson for the rest of the Israelites. Even though they held status as God's chosen people, God reserved the right to judge them for their sins, just as he did when the Israelites were in the wilderness. Achan's example would serve as a deterrent to sin. Any Israelite tempted to Achan did in the future would remember Achan's faith and would be deterred from following in Achan's path. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.